Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Ben Valin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. Ben, what's up? Good morning.
What's up, guys? Greetings from Cheeseland. I'm here in Green Bay. The tundra has frozen. It's going to be a nice spring evening here in Green Bay. It's going to be in the 50s. The weather has passed through, hopefully. Should be a fun night to kick off the NFL draft.
Where exactly is the draft stage going to be?
So the stage is going to be next to Lambeau Field. So okay. You'll kind of the prospects, when they're on the stage, they'll be looking out at Lambeau Field, and they're going to do like a red carpet like inside the stadium, but they want to do it outside. So it'll look great for TV, you know, iconic Lambeau Field in the background. You know, they're going to play up, I'm sure, the whole purist, you know, football thing, the Field of Dreams, you know, all that. So it's going to make for great TV tonight.
So Ben, you landed in Milwaukee and then you had like a 2-hour drive to Green Bay. I'm on your Twitter. Can you give us a scouting report on the local delicacy that you tried? They have not made inroads here in the DC area. Can you give us a scout on Culver's?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone raves about Culver's. So, you know, how many times do I come to Wisconsin? So I figured that's got to be the first stop when I get off the plane. And it was worth it, man. It was really legit. The burgers were solid, but just the variety on the menu. They had 4 different types of soups and like legitimate salads. If you're into that thing, you could get a fried chicken sandwich or a fish sandwich. And then obviously it's Wisconsin, so the dairy, the custard, the milkshakes, the malts. You know, they have their own version of like a Dairy Queen Blizzard. Just very impressed with Culver's. There are a billion locations here. I see them starting to creep into other areas where Midwesterners expand to. Like, you can find a couple of them in Florida, I think. But this is a chain that needs to go national because it's good fast food and just the variety is very impressive.
Very good. Good scout on Culver's. Give us your scout now on Shedeur Sanders. Nobody knows where he's going to go. Is he going to go top 10? Are the Saints going to pick him at 9 with Derek Carr's
shoulder injury? Is he going to slip down to 21?
Does he slip to the Steelers at 21? Does he fall entirely out of the first round? What's your best vibe on Shedeur Sanders tonight?
The vibe that I see from Shedeur Sanders is I think he hopes that he gets picked 21st by Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You know, there are rumors now that maybe Pittsburgh takes Jalen Milroe at 21st over Shedeur Sanders, or, you know, that the Steelers just skip over quarterback altogether, even though they still kind of need one. This draft is reminding me a lot of 2022, where we spent all this time debating Matt Corral and Desmond Ridder and some of these guys, and mock drafts had them in the top 10. And then they all, other than Kenny Pickett, they all basically fell to the third round. I don't think it'll be that drastic, but, you know, I just don't get the sense that, other than Cam Ward, teams are super into these quarterbacks. And talking to Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network yesterday, you know, he's like, Shador Sanders' range could be, you know, from number three, which I don't think many people expect, to like 35. I mean, when do you ever see a range for draft for a kid like that? So, you know, 21 of the Steelers does make a lot of sense. I think Shador playing for Mike Tomlin makes a lot of sense. But I think what this draft process has discovered and is that, you know, Shador Sanders, the personality, is a lot bigger than Shador Sanders, the football prospect right now.
Interesting. All right. And what about with the second pick? Are we just, is it just a no-brainer that that Cleveland goes Travis Hunter? Or is there still some debate there?
Well, I think the debate is whether a team's going to convince them to trade out of that pick. You know, there's been some buzz that the Browns are fielding calls about that number two pick. And I mean, Travis Hunter is the prospect in the draft, not only because he plays both ways and plays it both at a very high level, but, you know, just the buzz factor and the star factor, the wow factor. No one else in this draft really has that, which is why I don't think Cleveland is going to trade the pick. I mean, Jimmy Haslam, that team, the Browns coming off a 3-14 season, you know, dreary Cleveland, they need some buzz, and Travis Hunter is going to make that team instantly relevant, even if maybe, you know, I don't know how many wins he'll contribute right away, but Travis Hunter is such a star that I'd be shocked if the owner, Jimmy Haslam, didn't already have, you know, Travis Hunter jerseys being stitched up. So, you know, the only question is, how are they going to announce him tonight? You know, is it going to be wide receiver, cornerback, or is it going to be cornerback, wide receiver? But I'd be very surprised if Travis Hunter doesn't go to Cleveland.
Yeah, me too. So now when I ask this, there's only a couple teams that would draft him, but do you think pretty much every team sees him as a combo receiver corner, or do you think some teams see him as 100% receiver or corner?
Yeah. Excuse me. I don't think anyone sees him only as one position.
Okay.
I mean, he's proven that he can play both.
Yeah, he's a special athlete, yeah.
Absolutely, but he's not going to play 140 snaps a game either. No. I mean, that's the quickest way to burn him out and get him injured.
Yeah.
So, you know, the big debate is, you know, Cleveland, and all that matters is what Cleveland's going to do. Andrew Berry, the general manager, has said, we view him as an offensive player, and then they'll probably have a package for him on defense or certain situations. And, and I've talked to some guys like Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM who's now with ESPN. He said he'd go the other way. He'd make Travis Hunter a full-time corner and give him like 15 to 20 snaps a game on offense, which also makes a lot of sense. You can still use him meaningfully on offense without having to burn him out over 50 snaps. But to me, I would focus on offense. It's an offensive game, and, you know, it's all about playmakers with the ball in their hand, scoring touchdowns. You know, and cornerback, I think in today's game, is a slightly less important position just because the rules have made it such that it's hard to be a shutdown corner. And passing offenses rely on very short, quick passes now. So it's hard to be a Deion Sanders where you just shut off half the field. I mean, even the best corners give up some catches and give up some plays. So I just think offense is so much more important in today's NFL. And so I think the Browns are right that they're going to use him as on offense and then dabble with him on defense.
Ben, nearly every mock I've seen for the last month has Jeanty going 6th to the Raiders. But over the last like 4 or 5 days, there's been buzz that the Jags are all of a sudden interested in him. Mm-hmm. Is that just them putting that out there because they want
someone to trade up,
the Raiders or another team to trade up to 5 and get basically a mini King's ransom for moving down a few spots, or do they have legit interest in him?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you said is a reasonable take on the situation. I would hate to say that the buzz isn't real because there's so much of it right now of Jeanty going to the Jaguars. It's obviously coming from somewhere, you know, and so I tend to think it's probably real. I find it a little head-scratching. When you look at the Jaguars, they had like the 31st ranked scoring defense last year, and they have so many holes on their defensive line. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, or someone like that, just seems like an obvious pick for them, you know, filling a need and improving a defense that was dreadful last year. I can name probably 5 or 6 positions on the team that they need more than they need another running back. And I love Ashton Jeanty. I want the Patriots to take him at 4 just because I think they need explosive playmakers. I don't care that he's a running back. They just need guys who can score touchdowns. They haven't had that for probably 5 years since Julian Edelman retired. So I like Genty, but I am a little, I do find it head scratching that the Jaguars seem to be into him when I think they have clear and obvious needs on defense that can be filled with very good players. You know, this is a new regime in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen, the coach, James Gladstone, young guy, came over from the Rams very late in the offseason. So they are like playing significant catch up. Who knows what they're thinking? They come from the Rams, at least James Gladstone does, where they do things very non-traditionally there. The Jaguars adopted the Rams policy of not bringing any prospects to the facility for like the official 30 visits. They didn't do any of those this offseason. So the Jaguars are kind of a wild card because they're so new and no one really knows where they're going to go. But I guess, you know, if you're trying to create some buzz and get attention and you know, sell tickets and that things, which the Jaguars always are trying to do, then Ashton Genty, in that sense, to me, makes a lot of sense for them.
Ben, you just mentioned the Pats at 4. I know you want them to take Genty, but every single mock, pretty much 100% of the mocks I see have them taking Will Campbell, the tackle out of LSU, right?
Yeah, my mock included, too. I mean, that's the obvious pick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, I was just going to add that, you know, they added some pieces offensively. They went out and got Diggs. They went out and got Matt Collins. So they added a couple receivers. I think they added some offensive linemen. But so do you think that that's exactly what they need, is to go out and get the best left tackle in the game, in college?
Like I said, I think they need playmakers, and that's not just offense. I mean, if Abdul Carter somehow gets past the Giants at 3,
right,
I think the Patriots run up to the podium and take Abdul Carter. So, and you worry about left tackle another time. Mm-hmm. The Patriots had the worst offensive line in the NFL last year. They signed Morgan Moses, who you guys know pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a little long in the tooth. He's 34 years old, but still should be a durable player for them for a couple of years. But left tackle right now is just this huge glaring hole. They've filled just about every other need, but they don't have a left tackle. Unfortunately, there are no sure thing prospects. There's no Joe Thomas, you know, in this year's draft, or even Joe Alt last year, who went to the Chargers. Will Campbell, his resume is incredible. You know, he started left tackle at LSU from day one of his true freshman year. 3 straight seasons as a starter, you know, a consensus All-American last year, 2-time first-team All-SEC. I think I read a stat. He only gave up like 5 sacks in college. Like, Will Campbell's resume is impressive. But the knock on him is, I'm sure you guys have heard it all, draft season, he's got these short arms.
He's got T-Rex arms.
Hmm. And I give him credit. Yesterday he even joked he called himself a T-Rex. So he at least has some good maturity about it. But like, I'm sitting there watching him, and I'm no scout or anything, but I'm looking at him like, yeah, his arms are a little short, like, and his shoulders are a little narrow. Like, it's not just the arm length, it's the wingspan that's under the, you know, the averages for NFL tackles. And there just isn't a great track record of guys succeeding at left tackle with his measurements. And then it's like, well, if you're going to have to kick him into guard, is that really who you want to take at number 4? Mm. But I think they have to, because I think you can still, you know, you can credibly try him out at left tackle, see if he works. And at minimum, you know, he's going to be a very good offensive lineman for you, which for the Patriots, that's nothing to sneeze at. They need good offensive linemen, even if they do play, you know, on the interior. So I don't think that, you know, in other years, I think the Patriots would rather, you know, find a more certain prospect at number 4. But Campbell checks enough boxes. They have a huge need there. And the position scarcity, all these guys are – there's only like 4 or 5 starting tackles in this draft, and they're all going to be gone in the first round. So if you don't take one there, now you're really scrambling. So, you know, for all those reasons and more, I think Will Campbell's a Patriot tonight.
Ben, got about a minute left. Who's your biggest boom or bust guy? Like, if you're a GM, you're tantalized by this guy's upside, but you're also terrified that he's going to get you fired in a few years.
I mean, any of the quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders. I mean, it has to be Shedeur Sanders, who is a playmaker and a terrific athlete and a good rhythm passer, you know, from what everyone says. But you know, had from the scouts I talked to, you know, he had trouble staying within the confines of the offense. He you know, everything was like a scramble drill for him, and always kind of bailing out of the pocket, always trying to scramble around and make things happen instead of just kind of running the offense. And then, you know, all the off-field stuff, you know, the Deion Sanders factor and the fact that Shador has never played for anyone but his dad, and he's never been outside his father's protective cocoon before. So I just think the whole Shador Sanders experience is one that some teams probably want nothing to do with. But then I see a team like Pittsburgh, they could probably handle it with Mike Tomlin having such strong leadership there. So not to cop out, but it's going to be Shador Sanders. It's going to be Jackson Dart. It's going to be any of these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, second tier quarterbacks where you're like, well, it's an important position, so we got to take it. But, you know, we've, like I said, in that 2022 draft, I mean, you can take Kenny Pickett 20th overall, but it doesn't make him a great quarterback. So to me, these are the guys that are, you know, they could get coaches, the Coach of the Year award, or they could ultimately get them fired.
Ben, enjoy your time in Green Bay. Thanks for taking some time for us, man. We appreciate it.
All right, always appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. Don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:40, Devontae Smith-Pelly, Stanley Cup champion for the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:40 to talk about the Caps' 2-0 series lead against Montreal.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.